SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. For Donald Trump, this is deadline day. Barring a last-minute reprieve, he must pay a more than $450 million bond or risk having his assets seized by New York Attorney General Letitia James. On Friday, Mr. Trump announced he had secured the bond money, the civil fraud case, part of what Mr. Trump says is a political vendetta against him designed to impede his White House campaign. It's election interference, according to the former president. President Biden continues to urge Congress to pass emergency funding for Ukraine and Israel and a so-called border security bill.
In a weekend statement, the president said the House must pass the bipartisan National Security Supplemental to advance America's national security interests. The emergency funding for Ukraine and Israel has been bogged down in Congress for weeks. Mr. Biden also called on lawmakers to pass the bipartisan border security agreement. But that deal collapsed last month when Republican senators ended months of negotiations with Democrats. And now Congress is on a two-week recess. Greg Clugston, the White House.
As President Biden campaigns for re-election at a furious pace, his 2024 rival, Donald Trump, has been forced to deal with the numerous legal challenges thrown at him by his political foes. Mr. Trump has held just a single campaign event since he locked up the GOP presidential nomination 13 days ago. Biden, meanwhile, has been barnstorming the country. Also at SRNNews.com, bruised and battered, four suspects in the Moscow terror attack have appeared in a Russian courtroom. ISIS claims responsibility for the attack that killed roughly 140 people. Ukraine denies Vladimir Putin's claim that it had a hand in the deadly assault. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures down 77 points. NASDAQ futures off 63 points. This is SRN News. An Arizona church is going to court.
Gethsemane Baptist is suing the city of San Luis over a food donation program. Church officials say their practice of handing out food to families in need has been stopped by the city because it is attracting too many people in violation of zoning laws. But the congregation has been providing food to the poor for 25 years and argues that the fact more people need it now is no reason to shut down the ministry. The complaint has been filed in federal court. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A stark example of China's persecution of Christians. A pastor has been released from prison after 7 years, but finds himself unable to access even the most basic services because his government identification has been permanently revoked. Pastor John Cao was arrested in 2017 while returning from a missionary trip in Myanmar. Pastor Cao had visited the United States and married an American woman, but did not seek U.S. citizenship. This is SRN News. Israel out with a statement regarding its recent raid on a Gaza hospital. It was used as a base of operations by Hamas.
Israeli military says it's killed more than 170 militants and detained about 480 suspects in the raid on Shifa Hospital that began a week ago, calling it a blow to Hamas and other armed groups, it says, had regrouped there as the war nears the six-month mark. Karim Ayman Hafat, who lived in a five-story building near the hospital, says he huddled in the kitchen for days while explosions sometimes caused the building to shake. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A magnitude 6.9 earthquake has hit a remote part of western Papua New Guinea, killing at least three people in the area that has already been dealing with extensive flooding. Also, there's extensive damage to roughly 1,000 homes. More details at srnnews.com.